The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, November 15th, 2012 here. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Actually, I'm not all that happy today. I'm in kind of a grumpy mood because of all the really horrible things that are going on around the world. I'll try and lighten it up a little bit, but there's a lot of very, very dark areas of concern that we're going to be talking about here. A couple of program notes, of course, today in our third hour, Don Wiskin from Extendivite will be spending some time with us talking about the aftermath of Prop 37, continuing allegations of vote fraud, concerns about health, and other issues like that. Tomorrow, in hour number two, we're going to have Leon Hsu, who's a representative of the nation of Hawaii, which legally exists. They've got passports and everything. It's all an outgrowth of that public law that Bill Clinton signed acknowledging the illegality of the U.S. Grabbing of Hawaii, annexation of Hawaii. And Leon's going to be discussing the legal foundation for Hawaii to regain its independence. And, of course, in the third hour, Claire will be joining us to talk about things that she wants to talk about. Obviously, the big news right now, I mean, if you're watching CNN, you're getting Storm Sandy and the Queen of the Treetop Girls and a bunch of stuff like that. The big story, of course, is Israel's attack on Gaza. And the worldwide condemnation, Israel is always saying, we have a right to defend ourselves. We have a right to defend ourselves. If you look at the timelines of the current escalation that are coming out of the corporate media, they're leaving a couple of important things out. Because apparently on November 14th, or actually on November 12th, all the Palestinian factions in Gaza agreed to a truce and a ceasefire. They stopped shooting rockets into Israel. And 2 days later is when Israel assassinated the leader of Hamas military wing, Ahmed Jabari. Now, very obviously, they did not assassinate Ahmed Jabari to stop the rockets from flying out of Gaza because they'd already stopped. They assassinated him in order to throw Hamas military chain of command into chaos ahead of the attacks. Last March, Israel violated a ceasefire and assassinated the head of the Gaza-based Popular Resistance Committee, sparking the violence. And remember, back in 2008, during Election Day 2008, Israel broke a six-month ceasefire with Hamas by attacking Gaza and launching cast lead. And every time the subservient American media always says, oh, Israel is good and Palestinian is bad. I want to set the Wayback Machine back here to November 11th. The day before the ceasefire was agreed to. Do you remember November 11th where the Israeli soldier gunned down a kid, Palestinian kid, playing soccer, just shot him from a helicopter? That's what started all of this. It was a provocation. This is the way Israel likes to work. They do a provocation. There's a response. Israel says the response is the start of the war, and they go on off playing victim again. And that's what they're leaving out of this story. The shooting of the kid from the helicopter, the fact that there was already a ceasefire in place when they assassinated Hamas military head. They want you to forget that. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Now, analysts are predicting war between Israel and Palestine, meaning possibly the West Bank as well. Israeli troops are reported already lined up at the border of Gaza. There's going to be a ground incursion. This is going to be even worse than cast lead. And what it's all about, it's not about rockets. It's not even about dead Palestinians. This is Netanyahu's campaign invasion. He thinks this is going to win him the next election. We'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8. Or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this latest Israeli atrocity against the people of Gaza. And what are the reasons for it? Well, I'm sure there are several overlapping reasons, but one that's very obvious, and a lot of people are commenting on this already. Netanyahu is looking at his own re-election in January. Now, he has been told that his re-election is assured. Unfortunately, it's by the same people who were telling him Romney was a shoo-in. So he's getting a little bit of nervous, and his whole entire political campaign is all about getting Iran and getting the Arabs and getting the Palestinians. And so he's building up this huge pile of dead Palestinian bodies that he can stand on, waving the flag of Israel, and campaign for his return to power and preservation of a Likud victory in the Knesset. But this might actually backfire on him, because even now, right now, there are massive protests inside Israel against this latest attack on Gaza. And the Israeli people have come to understand that Netanyahu is a warmonger for the sake of being a warmonger. He wants to be a war president. He thinks blood is good, and it's going to ensure his electoral victory here. Now, there was an earlier report that a rocket had struck just 9 miles from Tel Aviv. Just before we went to airtime, we were getting reports of sirens and the sound of explosions inside Tel Aviv itself. This is a little bit curious because Hamas was not known to be in possession of any rockets with that kind of accuracy or range. Would Netanyahu set off a few explosives inside Tel Aviv to create that climate of fear, to drive the Israeli people back into supporting him and his policies? Of course he would, by way of deception. But there's another aspect of this that I don't think Netanyahu is thinking about very clearly. You remember that very expensive Iron Dome anti-missile system, which you all got to pay a huge chunk of the development for? Iron Dome was supposedly designed to intercept rockets fired into Israel from Gaza. Doesn't seem to be working very well, which may be good news for Iran when they have to retaliate against an Israeli strike on their power station. Lot of money for Iron Dome. Doesn't seem to be working. Or maybe they switched it off because Netanyahu needs rockets coming into Israel to scare his people back into obedience. By the way, a conservative estimate of total U.S. aid to Israel so far is $123 billion of your tax dollars. Much of it sent over decades ago when a billion was really a huge amount of money. Other estimates range even higher. Four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program is the figure that I came up with no giant leap for mankind to show for it, or even a new version of Velcro for that matter here. Now, over in Egypt, President Morsi is saying the Israel attacks on Gaza are completely unacceptable. This idea of trying to say Gaza started it, nobody's buying that. They're all looking back at the shooting of that kid from the helicopter and saying this is what started it. Morsi has been holding emergency meetings with his ministers of defense, concerned about what might happen if Israel sweeps into Gaza. Would they stop at the border? Maybe not. Israel has invaded the Sinai before. And so Morsi has every legitimate reason to be concerned that Israel may just say, oh, let's just keep on going. Got the momentum up. We've invaded Sudetenland. Let's go on into Poland and France. I'm sorry. We've invaded Gaza. Let's keep on going into Egypt. And it is already being reported that Egyptian forces, including tanks, are moving into the Sinai to set up a line against a possible Israeli invasion. Israel's screaming, Camp David Accords, Camp David Accords. And Egypt is replying, you guys didn't keep your agreements from the Camp David Accords regarding the Palestinians, so it's already null and void. This thing is just escalating completely out of control. And once again, we're seeing the U.S. government basically kissing Israel's butt. Unquestioning support in the corporate media. Fox News is out there saying, oh, bad Palestinians, yes, Israel, go get them, kill them all, twice. Now, Iranian member of parliament is out there saying basically the West's continued support of Israel is what emboldens Israel to continue aggressions. Go back and look at the history. Go look at the maps of Israel from its declaration of existence to the present day. Israel has invaded every single country it shares a border with at one time. Now, they've called an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council to call for an end to aggression in Gaza. And I imagine Susan Rice is already heading up there saying to herself, I must veto, I must veto, I must veto. And yes, she's already up there defending Israel, saying Israel has a right to defense. Forgetting, of course, that Israel started the shooting when they killed that kid from the helicopter. And that Israel assassinated Hamas military head 2 days after a ceasefire was in place. And there's one more little wrinkle. Global condemnation has been on Israel saying, you don't know that Hamas fired these rockets. Israel has come back and saying, we already know Hamas didn't fire the rockets, but we're punishing Hamas because they were supposed to keep all the other factions from firing rockets. Nobody knows who fired the rockets. They could be Israeli agent provocateurs from all we know. And it's doubly strange for Israel to be holding Hamas responsible for the other Palestinian factions when Israel refuses to acknowledge Hamas is the legitimate government of Gaza following the election. That's what the starvation blockade is all about. We didn't want Hamas to win election. We don't recognize them as the government. We're going to starve Gaza until they abandon Hamas and accept Israeli proxy rule through the Palestinian Authority. So apparently Hamas is the legitimate government of Gaza only when Israel's looking for somebody to bomb. Now, given Netanyahu's blatant support of Mitt Romney in the campaign, Obama's continued blind support for Israel at the United Nations supports the theory that Israel is, in fact, blackmailing the U.S. government, most likely with 9/11, possibly with pre-positioned nuclear bombs already inside the United States of America, which gets back to that strange radioactive signal coming out of Israel's New York consulate, which cannot be investigated because of diplomatic immunity and continued refusal of Israel to allow an inspection. Now, Israel is out there telling the world, and the corporate media is continuing to tell you, that Israel is only targeting terrorists. They're only targeting militants. No, they aren't. A BBC correspondent in Gaza had his 11-month-old son killed by an airstrike yesterday. And the bureau chief, the BBC's Middle East bureau chief, sister-in-law, was also killed in the airstrike. I don't know why BBC goes on supporting Israel. Israel's killing their people. There are already photos of dead children, dead babies coming out of these attacks. Israel is not just targeting terrorists. Their attacks are as indiscriminate in Gaza as the U.S. drone strikes are in Pakistan. They're just killing people for the sake of killing people. And Israel is in violation of international law with this overwhelming attack. 200 targets in Gaza have been destroyed. Buildings in the middle of Gaza City are on fire. At least 13 dead, over 120 injured. And Israel has never complied with any of the United Nations resolutions regarding the Middle East conflict. It is Israel that is the source of all the aggression, brutality, and discord in the Middle East. And they're dragging the entire world to war with them. And I'm not the only person saying that part of this bloodshed is for campaign purposes. We're seeing other people, Guardian, over in Great Britain is saying, yeah, this is all tied up with Netanyahu's campaign. His entire political campaign is, I will provide you Palestinian blood, and you will vote for me. Gilad Atzmon was out there posting on his website, once again, we've learned today that in the Jewish state, Goyim blood translates into political power. In order to win the Israeli election, Netanyahu feels the need to present the Israeli voter with a substantial pile of Palestinian corpses. And maybe that worked in the past, but it doesn't look like it could work now, because like I said before, there are major protests going on in Israel. The Israeli people have come to understand Netanyahu is a warmonger for the sake of being a warmonger. And that's it. Gush Shalom is joining the call for anti-war protests all over Israel. This is going to turn out to be a bigger goof for Netanyahu than that cartoon bomb he had up at the United Nations. And innocent people are dying for political purposes. So, anyway. Now, because of this backlash, Netanyahu is already spinning some new propaganda. This was in the Jerusalem Post. They are describing Gaza as a forward Iranian base. That's the new spin. We're attacking Gaza because it's a threat by Iran. Maybe that's what they're going to say these long-range rockets came from and drag Iran in that way. More about this when we come back. Join us on the phones, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and I want to pick up where I left off on this topic. We are already seeing in the Israeli media, the Jerusalem Post is the version I link to, where they're now trying to describe Gaza as a forward base for Iran. And the reason I want to hit this kind of hard is because of this report of rockets from Gaza supposedly reaching all the way to Tel Aviv. When before, Hamas was not known to have any rockets with that kind of range. So this may be the backdoor for war with Iran, where Israel's going to say, Iran is behind this escalation. Iran is attacking us. You, the Americans, must come protect us and save us. So this idea of trying to drag Iran in already by saying that Gaza is their forward base. I mean, that's the same excuse the U.S. used with Cuba to enforce the embargo all this time. They're a forward base for the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union is gone. They're not a forward base for anything, but the U.S. keeps the embargo there. All right, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Peter, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Well, this is I wanted to point out a couple of things here that Hitler was elected, and actually he wasn't really even elected by a majority. He never really got a majority in 1933, never got a majority. Netanyahu, Begin, Shamir, Sharon, all these guys get elected year after year, year after year. Mm-hmm. And all this is analogous to the Nazis surrounding the Warsaw Ghetto and just lobbing shells in all the time. We're bombing them all the time.
That's
for
exactly
year
right.
After year.
The other parallel, of course, is the blockade of West Berlin, to which the world responded in a very, very different fashion.
Or here's another one, Michael. How about if we had surrounded the relocation centers for the Japanese during World War II that we had in the United States and just periodically use them for target practice and artillery target practice or a bomb range and bomb them and starve them for 20 years. Instead of 100,000 Japanese, there's a million Gazans. I mean, it's unbelievable. And yeah, of course, they're going to try to spin this into an Iran thing. And Obama right away is aping his support. And it is what it is, Mike. We're absolutely completely controlled. And I agree with you. This is going to be a misstep by Netanyahu in the long term. But these people have no, and the Israeli public, again, re-elects these guys time and time again and goes and votes for this. I mean, the Nazis never had a German public that was so acquiescent and supported as the Israeli government has in its citizens.
I'm not sure that's accurate. And again, we're seeing massive protests all over Israel. Remember, earlier this year, they had a guillotine set up in a public square in Tel Aviv. I think you're proceeding from a false assumption that Israel's elections are somehow honest. And given the one we just went through here in the United States of America, you know, I'm sure the United States is not the only country with this kind of massive vote fraud.
Well, that may very well be. However, it's the same. So if it's the same situation as it is here, Mike, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference because the same security apparatus will be there and misinformation and. And let's face it, the Israelis have been buying off on this stuff for years, or at least being led to think that they've bought off on it for years.
Well, I would say that's more accurate. They're being told by their corporate media that, you know, 90% of Israelis are going along with these policies, and it may be complete fiction. You know, just like this ridiculous story that came out a couple of weeks ago that one-third of Americans would accept body cavity searches to be able to travel. That's complete nonsense. And we know that these so-called public opinion polls don't measure public opinion. They're intended to manufacture it. But they have to be believable, and some of these just flat out are not.
Well, anyways, it's an abomination. It's absolutely a war crime. And Israel is the biggest threat to peace and even morality, really, of any recognized government in the world.
I remember about 10 years ago, there was a French diplomat who got into trouble for making the statement that the entire world was risking World War III all on behalf of that blank little country in the Middle East. I can't say the word or they'll take away this FCC license.
I know the word. I remember. Hey, listen, thanks a lot, Michael. Keep it up.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Ron in Hawaii. Aloha, brah. What's up?
Aloha, kakou. Mike, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can expound on a comment that you made yesterday, in passing you said that we probably won't be here in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that it's, my own opinion is about 3 years, but if you could expound and tell me why you think that we won't be here in about a year.
Okay, well, let me clarify. When I say we won't be here, I mean the United States government will not be here. You'll be here. I'll be here. We'll be down surfing and fishing and having a good time. But we know that Europe is starting to fall apart. We know that Wall Street recklessly sold something like $90 trillion worth of credit default swaps against Europe. And they're just holding this thing together with spit and baling wire right now. I don't think they can hold it together for another year. There's going to be a monumental economic crash. That's why they're rushing to get this war going right now, so they can blame all the hardship on the war. Yes, you're hungry, you're starving, your children are having to sell themselves on the street, but there's a war on. It's all the fault of those gosh darn Arab Muslims. Go hate them. And it's the same pattern we have seen before. Crash of 1907, distract from it with World War I. Crash of 1929, distract with it from World War II. Crash of 2008, and here we are on the doorstep of World War III. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Well, apparently, Obama has officially, on behalf of 330 million Americans, put his seal of approval on Israel's invasion of Gaza. But he did qualify by saying, please watch out for civilians. Which is strange coming from the president whose kill list routinely takes out 40 to 50 innocent civilians for every one suspected target. They're blowing to bloody bits here. So Israel has now come out and announced Gazans should stay away from Hamas, because we're targeting Hamas, and if you don't want to get hurt, just stay away from them. Do you know how crowded Gaza is? What the population density is there? They're all jammed into this little tiny strip of land. That's like telling people inside an elevator, please stay away from the guy who just farted. There's really no place for them to go. The absurdity here. Now, I have a little message I want to share with the Christians out there who are listening to this show. We all know there was an historical Jesus. A lot of what he was all about was seriously distorted by the Council of Nicaea in order to create the present-day church. But there was a real historical Jesus. And I'm not going to get into the question of whether he was married to Mary Magdalene and if they had a daughter, Sarah. That's the subject for another show entirely. But the Bible says that Jesus had brothers and sisters. He had cousins. John the Baptist was the cousin of the historical Jesus. So here's the deal. Some of the people walking around the Holy Land who have lived there for 2,000 years are distant blood relations of Jesus. Distant relations, but still relations. They're blood kin. Over 2,000 years with families marrying back and forth, it is statistically likely that the vast majority of present-day Palestinians are remote relatives of Jesus. And today, Israel is murdering them. And you are paying for it, which means you must share the guilt. You are paying for the weapons used to kill the modern-day descendants of the historical Jesus. You think you're going to get into heaven after an insult like that? Go back and read your Old Testament, the number one boss fellow. He's a vindictive, vengeful God. Anybody who believes in Christianity and supports Israel's aggressions against the Palestinians is basically standing on a trapdoor down to the dark infernal regions. Just something for you to think about before you go on out there and scream, yes, this is great, Israel should kill all the Arabs. Because remember, those Israelis are not the descendants of the biblical Hebrews. There is virtually no connection between modern-day Israel and the Israel that's in the Bible. It's just a confluence of names. It's like modern-day Syria has very little connection with ancient Syria. And the people living in Israel, the Ashkenazi Jews, are not descended from the Hebrews. They're descended from Central Asian Khazars. They're descendants of people who in Khazaria were converted to Judaism by their government in 800 AD to facilitate trade between the Christians and the Muslims while avoiding being converted by either one. It was a business decision to maximize profitability. And it worked for 100 years until Khazaria fell. And these descendants of the converted Khazars migrated northward into Russia and westward into Europe. That's where all the European and Russian Jews come from. They're Khazars. Look at that lily white skin they've got. That tells you right then and there, these are not Middle Eastern descendants. So if you are a Christian and truly believe that there is a heaven and hell, you'd better take a very close look here, because the number one fella up there in the sky, he's not going to forgive those who are facilitating the murder of his kid's distant blood kin. Just something for you to think about here. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood is calling for a million-man march tomorrow against Israel. Morsi is still considering an Egyptian response, as we reported earlier in the show. There are Egyptian tanks positioning themselves in the Sinai. I don't see Egypt going to war against Israel on behalf of Gaza. I think Israel's, Egypt's concern is that Israel, once they get through Gaza, will just keep on going. Because Israel covets the Sinai. They've invaded it once before. Now, the Egyptian prime minister is planning to visit Gaza tomorrow. If Israel wants a war with Egypt, targeting him with one of these strikes would be the good way to sort of guarantee that that's going to happen. Turkey is taking steps against Israel because of this aggression in Gaza, which puts Turkey in kind of an odd situation because of that whole Arab philosophy of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, because Turkey and Syria are going at it. Syria is an enemy of Israel, and now Turkey is saying, well, we're enemies of Israel. And so it's just already the illusion of a good side, bad side is already beginning to dissolve. It's just conflicts of opportunity and political expediency here. Now, Turkey is already evacuating villages close to its border with Syria and has its air force on standby. And remember, in this conflict between Turkey and Syria, it was Turkey that started aggressions first by literally forcing Syrian civilian passenger jets to land in Turkey to be searched. They never found anything. It was just a provocation. There are way too many world leaders who are seeing a major war as their best option. Yeah, it's all falling apart, you know, and the people are going to be angry with us for this whole Ponzi scheme banking system. What are we going to do to save our jobs? Let's start a good war. That's what worked the last two times. We'll use the red blood of the children to wipe out the red ink in the ledger of this Ponzi scheme private central banking scam. Because it worked two times before. Interesting story came out of Britain. Apparently, one of the members of Parliament, Henry Billingham, was requested to ask a question about Israel's nuclear weapons, claiming format restrictions. The question was completely rephrased to talk only about Iran. So even though we had Israel a week ago talking about nuking Iran's power station infrastructure, even though Germany has acknowledged they've known for years that Israel arms their Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles, despite all of that, the official British government position is Israel is not a nuclear nation. Which should tell the British subjects their government is just as owned by Israel as our government. And they should do something about it. Last time I was at the Tower of London, that big wooden block is still there. Got a caller on the line. Scott, Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey there, Brother Mike. Sonny here and about 45 today there, big guy. And you know, Mike, did you catch the other day that they caught, I don't know if you caught it, where they said North Korea was caught sending some military stuff going to Syria?
You were breaking up just a little bit, so let me recap that. There was a report that North Korea was caught sending missile components to Syria.
They were sending military parts, missiles, but I said the military parts to Syria.
Mm-hmm.
There
are two ways. Let me step in here for a second, then I'll let you get another turn at the microphone here. There are two ways to look at that. First of all, if the U.S. is sending in all these weapons and arms and everything to the Syrian hired mercenary army, North Korea has every legitimate right to project their political influence by sending weapons and supplies to the Syrian government. The other situation to look at is, given how much our government and the corporate media are lying about this, I don't put too much stock in this story anyway. So we know that the U.S. would like to, you know, go up against North Korea and just cause mayhem up there as part of the encirclement and blockade of China. Because they're already starting to think about eventual war with Russia and China. That's why we have the U.S. forces over there in the Western Pacific teaming up with Japan to grab these islands and basically start this very slow process of encirclement, of garrisoning a modern-day floating Maginot Line against China. And obviously being able to go up into North Korea and take it over would move U.S. forces much closer to China in a position to be able to directly threaten them.
Yeah. Well, Mike, just bear with me. I'm talking over the computer. We're not talking through the stupid wall line anymore. But, Mike, you're right. And the dangerous part about this again is Russia. And no matter what people think, Russia does have big missiles, and just like we talked about in the past of over a month or so ago, they found two Russian ships off the East Coast. I don't know how far they were out, but I appreciate you just talking about this Middle East. Because the thing is, Mike, no matter what way it goes, this situation is going to blow up, and it ain't going to be pretty. So, Mike, thanks for taking my call. And you be safe, and I'll pray for you, brother.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate the thought here. Yeah, there were Russian warships that were patrolling in international waters. They did not cross into U.S. territorial waters. There was a Russian submarine that was found to be tooling around the Gulf of Mexico, undetected for several weeks. There was that embarrassment a couple of years ago where the U.S. was holding a fleet exercise in the Western Pacific and had a Chinese submarine pop up in the middle of it, close enough to the Kitty Hawk to have launched an attack if they had intended hostility. So China has definitely solved their submarine's acoustic problems. Because about 15 years ago, Chinese submarines were almost a joke in terms of their noise abatement. There was a joke around here in Hawaii. You could drop a hydrophone into the water off Hawaii and hear their C-class ballistic submarines idling at the dock in Hong Kong. But that obviously is no longer the situation. With regard to the missiles, yeah, if we wind up in war with Russia and or China, and the U.S. starts to lose it, and they will because they don't have the men, the money, or the manufacturing to sustain a new global war. Somewhere along the line, they're going to start turning those keys on those missiles in the silos and submarines and bombers. And it's going to get really unpleasant. Now, looking at how Iron Dome is proving to be pretty much useless against this rocket attack coming in from Gaza, we already know that a lot of the U.S. ballistic missile defense system works really well in tests where the incoming target has a radio beacon on it, but hasn't really worked very well at all in real-world conditions. We also know that the latest generation of Russian MIRVs are maneuverable. They do not follow ballistic tracks. They bob and weave and spiral and dipsy-doodle and still hit their target. And that completely bypasses the entire U.S. missile defense strategy of being able to predict the ballistic track of an inbound in order to seek an intercept. And we should all be very concerned about this as we edge closer and closer into big mistake number three. Now, the propaganda machine on behalf of Israel is already cranking up. Down in Brazil, there's a planned event, a World Social Forum regarding Palestine, and already the Israeli consul and the Zionist Federation in the Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul, along with the Jewish Congress of Latin America, are trying to pressure the government to shut this thing down. You are not allowed to see anything that will make you feel sympathetic for the Palestinians. Remember that story we reported yesterday where up at Duke University, there was a group of students holding a little demonstration about Palestine. They were serving samples of Palestinian food. And this Jewish student comes along and just knocks the whole display over, throws the food on the ground. That's the attitude. You will only see our point of view. That's why Israel's bribing American prostitutes. We put up again that video from Russia Today, where 25 years ago the United States Senate had an investigation and discovered Israel was routinely bribing the prostitutes of the American corporate media to only report the news the way Israel wanted. And the Senate classified that report because they didn't think you should know that the American corporate media was biasing news about Israel and Palestine in the Middle East for Israel's behalf. We all know it now. So people who are watching Fox News and seeing this unbridled rah-rah cheerleading thing for Israel understand this isn't news. It is a bought and paid for infomercial on behalf of the government of Israel. But we're going to see that escalation continue where Israel is trying to regain its victim status. And it's failing miserably. Poll after poll around the world is showing that Israel's image in the world is in sharp decline. And it's only going to get worse with this killing of innocents in Gaza. Now, apparently up in the Israel-Syria buffer zone, which used to be called the Golan Heights, the hired mercenary army are starting to seize villages inside the buffer zone. Remember, Israel's attitude has been so far that if Syrian government forces are fighting the mercenaries and any of the weapons come across the border, Israel will return fire onto the government forces. Now you have the hired mercenary army grabbing villages in the buffer zone. What is Israel going to do? Is Israel going to now change sides and start attacking the hired mercenaries? Probably not. But this thing is cascading out of control, and the lines between who's supposed to be good and who's supposed to be bad are blurring very rapidly. Remember what Sun Tzu said in The Art of War, the side that believes they have the moral law on their side is the side that's going to win. And as we start seeing everybody fighting everybody and there's no clear idea of a moral rightness, there isn't, public enthusiasm for the wars is definitely going to wane, which gets us back to this reality. There are major protests inside Israel against this attack on Gaza. If Netanyahu chose the timing right now for his election, that may well backfire on him. unless he can escalate the war into Iran, at which point he's going to say, I'm the only person who can save you and protect you because I'm the only one who can get the U.S. to come in and throw their children in front of Iran's bullets so we can save Israel's children. And so far, it looks like the U.S. government will, in fact, do that. Now, the only way that the U.S. and Israel are going to be able to dissuade Russia and China from coming in on Iran's side is to make it look like there's a major escalation that is Iran's fault, and we're back to the talk of a false flag, either an attack into Israel itself or a bombing here in the U.S. or the cyber attack against the computers of the financial system, whatever. Something big has to happen that they can use to demonize Iran and tell Russia and China, you don't want to come into this. Iran started it by doing whatever, which makes me very worried about a week from now. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, in the middle of all these generals, these top commanders who are all of a sudden finding their careers screeching to a halt, the top commander for the AFRICOM, was demoted and taken out of his command position, supposedly for overspending money on travel. And I think we're beginning to see the real motive here. I mean, I'm not buying that these removals from power have anything to do with affairs or anything. Apparently, it was known inside the Beltway that Petraeus and his biographer were getting it on 18 months ago. So it was just the excuse. But the U.S. AFRICOM, now under its new leadership, is ready to consider requests for Mali intervention support. In other words, it's no longer just the Africans saying we've got to go into Mali. This is the doorway for the U.S. to go in and conquer Mali, just as it did Libya, and take control of Mali's mineral resources, including gold. Mali, together with neighboring Ghana, account for 7% of the world's gold mines. And right now we know how desperate the New York Federal Reserve is for more physical gold. Because this scandal about the bullion, the German bullion, Swiss bullion, all these other nations are saying, what do you mean we can't look at our gold bars? They're our gold bars. So here we are off and again. The U.S. is getting ready to throw away the lives of your children for all that glitters. And this is a window into the mindset of our political and financial leadership. You are not worth anything at all to them other than the wealth they can take from you or the children you can breed to throw into wars as gambling chips in the great game. Remember what Henry Kissinger said of military people? They're just dumb, stupid pawns to be used in foreign policy. These people actually believe that ordinary human beings who are not rich and powerful are just game tokens, not worthy of any consideration. And it is a hallmark of the sociopathic personality. They are unable to feel the pain and suffering their actions cause to others. Another little story that we've... Okay, Karen Tostado is here. I'm going to take her right after the station break so that we've got a little more time with her. The U.S. Navy is rushing robotic tools to the Persian Gulf to clear mines. So the timing there tells you that, yes, indeed, this invasion into Gaza and shooting in all directions, the ultimate goal is to use this to start the war with Iran. So they're getting their robotic underwater drones over there to clear mines in the Persian Gulf. Because the moment war with Iran does break out, Iran's most powerful strategic tool will be to close the Straits of Hormuz and create an oil crisis. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Karen Tostado about this global general strike that is forming right before our eyes.